Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Thaddeus Lewis, Case Keenum, Mike Glennon. Those are three of the 30 NFL starting quarterbacks here in Week 7. Now, you won't find me endorsing any of that trio for fantasy starting roles, and all three are on the road. But I will endorse the defenses going against them. That would be Miami against Lewis, Kansas City against Keenum, and Atlanta against Glennon. Now, as for quarterbacks, in case you have Drew Brees, let's say, on a bye, I do have you covered a little bit later in this edition of the Fantasy Lowdown, presented by Verizon. It's Jordy Nelson's time to shine in the Green Bay offense. He's always been a key cog and a regular target of Aaron Rodgers anyway, but now with Randall Cobb and James Jones both out of action, Nelson becomes the number one guy, and the bet here is that he'll produce in a big way at home against Cleveland this Sunday. The Browns' defense is no pushover, of course, but Rodgers isn't going to shy away from going to the air, and Nelson will get into the end zone and pick up 100 yards receiving on the day. The Chiefs have the fifth-ranked defense in the NFL and the most takeaways in the entire league. It's shaping up to be a rough afternoon for the Texans at Arrowhead Sunday, and that includes Arian Foster, who belongs on your fantasy bench. Foster has actually been quite productive the last 3 weeks, but he's rushed for just one score on the season. Teams have had some success running against the Chiefs, but with Houston's quarterback situation in flux, their issues will seep into the running game as well. Don't laugh. Eli Manning is a sleeper for Week 7. Yes, the Manning brother who has thrown a whopping and league-leading 15 interceptions for the winless G-Men. Will that number increase Monday night against the Vikings? Well, yeah, gotta figure it will. But it will be trumped by a 400-yard passing performance and four touchdowns. On to the rest of our sleepers, including Josh Freeman, slated to make his first start for Minnesota, or really any of the Vikings' potential starting quarterbacks, right up against Eli. Look for Julian Edelman to be heavily targeted against the Jets, as he was in Week 2 without Danny Amendola. And hey, if you need a Jimmy Graham replacement, why not Joseph Fourier, who caught three touchdown passes last week? Who to start? Who to sit? Who's the last-minute call? You've got questions? Perhaps I'll have the answers. Follow me on Twitter at _below and send me your questions this weekend. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.